This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Novomix 30 Flexpen. Active ingredient, S. 30% soluble insulin aspartate and 70% insulin aspartate crystallized with protamine. This leaflet provides important information about using Novomix 30 Flexpen. You should also speak to your doctor, diabetes education nurse, or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Novomix 30 Flexpen. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Novomix 30 Flexpen? The insulin aspart, or Novomix 30, in Novomix 30 Flexpen is a mixture of rapid and longer-acting insulin. Novomix 30 Flexpen is used to treat diabetes mellitus. Diabetes mellitus is a condition where your pancreas does not produce enough insulin to control your blood sugar, glucose level. Extra insulin is therefore needed. There are two types of diabetes mellitus. Type 1 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes. Patients with type 1 diabetes always require insulin to control their blood sugar levels. Some patients with type 2 diabetes may also require insulin after initial treatment with diet, exercise, and tablets. Novomix 30 lowers your blood sugar level after injection. When injected under your skin, Novomix 30 has a faster onset of action than soluble human insulin. It takes effect within 10 to 20 minutes. The maximum effect will occur between 1 to 4 hours after injection, and the effect may last for up to 24 hours. As with all insulins, the duration of action will vary according to the dose, injection site, blood flow, temperature and level of physical activity. Novomix 30 is a premixed neutral suspension consisting of rapid-acting insulin aspart, 30%, and longer-acting protamine insulin aspart, 70%. Flexpen is a pre-filled dial-a-dose insulin pen able to deliver from 1 to 60 units in increments of 1 unit. Novomix 30 Flexpen can be used alone or together with other medicines for treating diabetes. Novomix 30 is not addictive. Novomix 30 Flexpen is available only with a doctor's prescription. What should I know before I use Novomix 30 Flexpen? Warnings. If you're blind or have poor eyesight and cannot read the dose counter on the pen, do not use this pen without help. Get help from a person with good eyesight who is trained to use Novomix 30 Flexpen. Do not use Novomix 30 if you are allergic to a medicine containing insulin or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include redness, swelling, rash and itching at the injection site, rash, itching, or hives on the skin, shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. You are experiencing a low blood sugar level, a hypo when the dose is due. If you have a lot of hypos, discuss appropriate treatment with your doctor. The expiry date printed on the pack has passed, or if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. If it has expired or is damaged, return it to your pharmacist for disposal. The expiry date refers to the last day of that month. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you have any other medical conditions such as kidney or liver problems, adrenal, pituitary, or thyroid gland problems. Take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Pregnancy may make managing your diabetes more difficult. Insulin needs usually decrease during the first 3 months of pregnancy and increase during the last 6 months. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. Talk to your doctor if you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. There are no restrictions on treatment with Novomix 30 during breastfeeding, heart disease, or stroke history. Inform your doctor as soon as possible if you experience signs of heart failure such as unusual shortness of breath or rapid increase in weight or localized swelling, edema. Some patients with long-standing type 2 diabetes mellitus and heart disease or previous stroke who are treated with thiazolidinediones in combination with insulin may develop heart failure. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and Novomics the 30th of May interfere with each other. This may mean that your insulin dose has to change. Medicines that may cause your blood sugar to fall, hypoglycemia. Other medicines used to treat type 2 diabetes. Monoamine oxidase inhibitors, MAOI, used for the treatment of depression. Alpha blockers, used to treat high blood pressure, and to relieve difficulty in passing urine caused by an enlarged prostate. Non-selective beta blockers used to treat high blood pressure, and certain heart conditions which may also mask the symptoms of hypoglycemia and delay recovery from hypoglycemia. ACE inhibitors, used to treat high blood pressure, certain heart conditions, or elevated protein/albumin in the urine. Salicylates, e.g. aspirin, used to relieve pain and lower fever. Anabolic steroids, used to promote growth. Sulfonamides, used to treat bacterial infections. Quinine, used to treat malaria and relieve muscle cramps. Quinidine, used to treat heart problems. Medicines that may cause your blood sugar to rise, hyperglycemia. Glucocorticoids, except when applied locally, used to treat inflammatory conditions. Oral contraceptives, the pill, used for birth control. Thiazides, used to treat high blood pressure or fluid retention, edema. Thyroid hormones, used to treat malfunction of the thyroid gland. Sympathomimetics such as salbutamol or terbutaline, used to treat asthma. Growth hormone, used to treat growth disorders. Danazol, used to treat endometriosis, menorrhagia, fibrocystic breast disease and hereditary angioedema. Oxymethylone, used to treat certain blood disorders. Diazoxide, used to treat high blood pressure. Nicotinic acid, used to treat high cholesterol levels in the blood. Asparaginase, used to treat leukemia and lymph gland tumors. Medicines that may cause your blood sugar to rise or fall. Octreotide, used to treat gastrointestinal endocrine tumors and enlargement of parts of the body, e.g. hands, feet, head caused by abnormal growth hormone levels. Lanreotide, used to treat enlargement of parts of the body, e.g. hands, feet, head caused by abnormal hormone levels. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Novomics 30. How do I use Novomics 30 FlexPen? Your doctor, diabetes education nurse, or pharmacist will have given you advice on how to use your medicine. Carefully follow all the directions. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. Any change in dose or type of insulin should be made cautiously and only under medical supervision. If you change the type of insulin that you use, you may have to use more or less than before. This may happen with the first dose or over a period of time. How much to use? Your doctor or diabetes education nurse will tell you how much of this medicine you need to use each day. It is very important that you manage your diabetes carefully. Too much or too little insulin can cause serious effects. When to use Novomics 30 FlexPen? Novomics 30 is normally used immediately, up to 10 minutes before your meal. When necessary, Novomics the 30th of May be used immediately after the meal. How to use Novomics 30 FlexPen? Inject Novomics 30 under the skin, subcutaneous injection as shown to you by your doctor or diabetes education nurse. Never inject Novomics 30 into a vein or muscle. Novomics the 30th of May be injected into the abdomen, thighs, buttocks, or upper arms. Remember to change your injection site regularly as shown to you by your doctor or diabetes education nurse. Take care not to drop or knock Novomics 30 FlexPen. Do not use Novomics 30 in insulin pumps. Checking your Novomics 30 FlexPen. Check your Novomics 30 FlexPen before each preparation and injection. Make sure you are using the correct type and strength of insulin. Do not use Novomics 30 FlexPen if the medicine contains clumps of material or solid white particles sticking to the bottom or wall of the cartridge after resuspending. Follow the detailed instructions on how to inject Novomics 30 FlexPen and the instructions for use supplied with the product. These instructions are also available via the following hyperlinks. Novomics 30 FlexPen. https://midsinfo.com.au/media/noin3fp. How long to use it? Do not stop using Novomix 30 FlexPen, unless your doctor tells you to. If you use too much, overdose, hypoglycemia, your blood sugar level may become too low, you may experience hypoglycemia, or a hypo if you accidentally use too much of this medicine, have too much or unexpected exercise, delay eating meals or snacks, eat too little food, are ill. The first symptoms of mild to moderate hypos can come on suddenly. They may include cold sweat, cool pale skin, fatigue, drowsiness, unusual tiredness and weakness, nervousness, anxious feeling, tremor, rapid heartbeat, confusion, difficulty concentrating, excessive hunger, vision changes, headache, nausea. Always carry some sugary food or fruit juice with you. If you experience any of these symptoms of a hypo, immediately eat some sugary food or have a sugary drink, e.g. lollies, biscuits, or fruit juice, and measure your blood sugar level. Tell your relatives, friends, close workmates, teachers, or carers that you have diabetes. It is important that they recognize the signs and symptoms of a hypo. Make sure they know to give you some sugary food or fruit juice for mild to moderate symptoms of a hypo. If you lose consciousness, make sure they know to turn you on your side and get medical help immediately. Not to give you anything to eat or drink. This is because you could choke. An injection of the hormone glucagon may speed up recovery from unconsciousness. This can be given by a relative, friend, workmate, or carer who knows how to give it. If glucagon is used, eat some sugary food or have a sugary drink as soon as you are conscious again. If you do not feel better after this, contact your doctor, diabetes education nurse, or the closest hospital. If you do not respond to glucagon treatment, you will require medical attention. See your doctor if you keep having hypo reactions or if you have ever become unconscious after using insulin. Your insulin dose may need to be changed. If a severe hypo is not treated, it can cause brain damage and even death. If you think that you have used too much NovoRapid, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately contact your doctor, or go to the accident and emergency department at your nearest hospital, or phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. If you miss a dose of hyperglycemia, if you forget your insulin dose, test your blood sugar level as soon as possible. If you are not sure what to do, talk to your doctor, diabetes education nurse, or pharmacist. Do not use a double dose of your insulin. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and use your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, use it as soon as you remember, or don't forget to eat some carbohydrate within 10 minutes of your injection, and then go back to using it as you would normally. Your blood sugar levels may become high, hyperglycemia, if you miss doses of insulin or use less insulin than you need. Have uncontrolled diabetes. Exercise less than usual. Eat more carbohydrates than usual. Are ill or stressed. High blood sugar levels over a long period of time can lead to too much acid in the blood, diabetic ketoacidosis. Contact your doctor immediately if your blood sugar level is high or you recognize any of the following symptoms. Symptoms of mild to moderate hyperglycemia include drowsy feeling, flushed face, thirst, loss of appetite, fruity odor on the breath, blurred vision, passing larger amounts of urine than usual, getting up at night more often than usual to pass urine, high levels of glucose and acetone in the urine. Symptoms of severe hyperglycemia include heavy breathing, fast pulse, nausea, vomiting, dehydration, loss of consciousness. Severe hyperglycemia can lead to unconsciousness and in extreme cases death if untreated. Discuss any worries you may have about this with your doctor, diabetes education nurse, or pharmacist. What should I know while using Novomix 30 FlexPen? Things you should do. Measure your blood sugar level regularly. Make sure all friends, relatives, workmates, or carers know that you have diabetes. If your child has diabetes, it is important to tell their teachers and carers. Keep using your insulin, even if you feel well. It helps to control your condition, but does not cure it. Tell your doctor if you often have hypos, low blood sugar levels. Your doctor may need to adjust your insulin dose. Always carry some sugary food or fruit juice with you. If you experience any of the symptoms of a hypo, immediately eat some sugary food, or have a sugary drink, e.g. lollies, biscuits, or fruit juice. Tell your doctor if you have trouble recognizing the symptoms of hypos. Under certain conditions, the early warning signs of hypos can be different, or less obvious. Your doctor may need to adjust your insulin dose. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist, or other health professionals you visit, that you have diabetes, and are using insulin. Tell your doctor, diabetes education nurse, or pharmacist if you are traveling. Ask them for a letter explaining why you are taking injecting devices with you. Each country you visit will need to see this letter, so you should take several copies. You may need to inject your insulin and eat your meals at different times because of time differences in and between countries. You may not be able to get the same type of insulin in the country you are visiting. Your doctor, diabetes education nurse, or pharmacist can provide you with some helpful information. Things you should not do. Do not stop using your medicine unless your doctor tells you to. Do not use the medicine if you think it has been frozen or exposed to excessive heat. It will not work as well. Do not use this medicine to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not share needles or pens. Things to be careful of. Tell your doctor if you are ill. Illness, especially with nausea and vomiting, may cause your insulin needs to change. Even if you are not eating, you still require insulin. You and your doctor should design an insulin plan for those times when you are sick. Tell your doctor if you are exercising more than usual. Exercise may lower your need for this medicine. Exercise may also speed up the effect of a dose of it, especially if the exercise involves the area of the injection site, e.g. the thigh should not be used for injection prior to jogging or running. Tell your doctor if your diet changes. Changes in diet may cause your insulin needs to change. Tell your doctor if you notice any skin changes at the injection site. If you inject insulin at the same place, the fatty tissue may shrink, lipotrophy, or thicken, lipohypertrophy. Lumps under the skin may also be caused by buildup of a protein called amyloid cutaneous amyloidosis. The insulin may not work very well if you inject into a lumpy, shrunken, or thickened area. Change the injection site with each injection to help prevent these skin changes. Tell your doctor if you are currently injecting into these affected areas before you start injecting in a different area. Your doctor may tell you to check your blood sugar more closely and to adjust your insulin or your other anti-diabetic medications dose. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how the insulin affects you. If your blood sugar is low or high, your concentration and ability to react might be affected, and therefore also your ability to drive or operate a machine. Bear in mind that you could endanger yourself or others. Please ask your doctor whether you can drive a car if you have frequent hypos. You find it hard to recognize hypoglycemia. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you drink alcohol. Alcohol may mask the symptoms of hypos. If you drink alcohol, your need for insulin may change as your blood sugar level may either rise or fall. Careful monitoring is recommended. Looking after your medicine. Store Novomix 30 Flex Pen that are not being used between 2 degrees Celsius and 8 degrees Celsius in a refrigerator, away from the cooling element. Do not keep the Novomix 30 Flex Pen that you are using or that you are carrying as a spare in a refrigerator. Resuspend the insulin in your Novomix 30 Flex Pen, whether it is to be used immediately or whether it is to be carried as a spare upon removing it from the refrigerator. You can use it up to 4 weeks at or below 30 degrees Celsius after taking it out of the refrigerator. Discard Novomix 30 Flex Pen after 4 weeks, even if there is still some medicine left in it. The medicine in your Novomix 30 Flex Pen must not be frozen or exposed to excessive heat or light. Protect the medicine in Novomix 30 Flex Pen from light by keeping the cap on when not in use. Never use Novomix 30 Flex Pen after the expiry date printed on the label and carton. The expiry date refers to the last day of that month. Never use Novomix 30 Flex Pen if Novomix 30 does not appear white and uniformly cloudy after resuspension. Keep it out of reach of children. Disposal of your medicine. Discard in use Novomix 30 Flex Pen after 4 weeks, even if there is still some Novomix 30 left in it. Dispose of used needles and syringes safely into a yellow plastic sharps container. getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. The expiry date refers to the last day of that month. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to answer any questions you have. Tell your doctor, diabetes education nurse, or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are using Novomix 30 FlexPen. Common side effects. Less serious side effects. The most common side effect when using insulin is low blood sugar levels, a hypo. Mild to moderate. Other effects. Pain, redness, hives, bruising, swelling, or itching at the injection site. Usually these symptoms disappear within a few weeks during continued use. If you have serious or continuing reactions, you may need to stop using Novomix 30 and use another insulin. A depression or thickening of the skin around the injection site, lipodystrophy, lumps under your skin, cutaneous amyloidosis. When you first start your insulin treatment, you may get visual problems or swollen hands and feet. What to do? Speak to your doctor, diabetes education nurse, or pharmacist if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. They are usually mild and short-lived. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Symptoms of severe low blood sugar levels. Disorientation. Seizures, fits, or convulsions. Loss of consciousness. If a severe hypo is not treated, it can cause brain damage and death. Other effects. Skin rashes over a large part of the body. Shortness of breath, wheezing, swelling of the face, lips, or tongue, fast pulse, sweating. What to do? Tell your doctor immediately, or go to accident and emergency at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention, or hospitalization. These side effects are very rare. Tell your doctor, if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Novomix 30 FlexPen contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Soluble insulin aspartate and protamine. Crystallized insulin aspartate 100 units per milliliters, 100 U/mL, in the ratio of 30:70. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Glycerol, phenol, metacrosyl, zinc chloride, sodium chloride, dibasic sodium phosphate dihydrate, protamine sulfate, a fish product, sodium hydroxide, hydrochloric acid, and water for injections. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Novomix 30 FlexPen looks like. Novomix 30 is a white cloudy suspension for subcutaneous injection. Novomix 30 FlexPen is a 3 ml pre-filled glass cartridge contained in a dial-a-dose insulin pen. Ostar 143166. Who distributes Novomix 30 FlexPen? Novomix 30 FlexPen is supplied in Australia by Novo Nordisk Pharmaceuticals Pty Ltd. Level 10. 118 Mount Street. North Sydney, New South Wales 2060. Australia. Novomix 30 FlexPen is supplied in New Zealand by Novo Nordisk Pharmaceuticals Ltd. 11-19 Customs Street West. Commercial Bay Tower, Level 18, Office 1834. Auckland 1010. New Zealand. Novomix, FlexPen, Novofine, and NovoCare are registered trademarks of Novo Nordisk K/S. 2021. Novo Nordisk K/S. For further information, call the NovoCare Customer Care Center on 1-800-668-6262, Australia, or 0800-733-3737. New Zealand. www.novonordisk.com.au. www.novonordisk.co.nz. You can also get more information about diabetes and insulin from Diabetes Australia. Free call helpline 1-300-136-588. www.diabetesaustralia.com.au. Diabetes New Zealand. www.diabetes.org.nz. This leaflet was prepared on December 2021.